Today I wanted to describe some of the, or explain some of the stuff I was playing over my most recent Instagram post. This first part is just a 2-5-1 to F minor. G half diminished. C7 flat 9. F minor. Or F minor 6 is commonly played there. So this first line. Is just about, almost with the exception of a couple passing tones, entirely in the key of F minor. Minor keys are funny because they're more flexible, I think, than major keys. You have sort of a mixed combination of minor 7 and major 7, minor 6 and major 6, depending on which direction you're headed. And then the rest of it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, is all pretty much the same, but those sixes and sevens can be a little bit wacky, and I'll show you what I mean. So this two chord, well, I don't play anything over that two chord in this case, but if I were to play something over that two chord, it would likely be in some kind of Locrian sound. So everything there is pretty much F natural minor. When you go to the 5 chord, though, it changes. And, you know, when you think of a 2-5-1 in major, you can play a 2-5-1 in major entirely diatonic. You can play the same 7 notes for the 2, the 5, and the 1. But minors are a little bit different in that you get to this 5, and a lot of possibilities kind of open up. But if we're going to keep it as diatonic as possible, all you need to do is think about what notes can you keep consistent with the diatonic key that you're headed to. Everyone wants to play the outest notes and the weirdest things, and I do too sometimes, or a lot of the time. But these really inside basic melodies are, I think, really foundational to being able to play good melody and good improvised melody, which is always a journey. I'm still trying to get better at that every day. So the 5 comes along, and we now have access to this major third here on the C. So what we used to have was, and the 5 comes, and then we have, and then that E natural gets us to F minor a lot nicer instead of the E flat. So you can use your ears for a second to hear how this is not as strong of a pull as. Taking a look at that line again. Pretty diatonic to F. You have that E natural there for a moment. Now this B flat is on a downbeat of F. And, you know, a fourth over any chord, well, over, you know, major or minor chord is not really a chord tone. They kind of teach you in music school, and you'll see a bunch of videos on this, and that, you know, as long as you're hitting chord tones on downbeats, you're spelling the chord changes. But, you know, there is flexibility to play non-chord tones on downbeats too.